you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, Herman Cain has risen without all of America even knowing who he is. He leads the most recent NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, despite the fact that his name ID is significantly lower than some of the other frontrunners. The people that do know Herman Cain really like him. And so if you kind of extrapolate that over the rest of the electorate, we think that he's got even some room to grow from here. The other thing I think that we're looking at right now is this poll shows that a majority of Republicans said that the most important thing in a presidential nominee is whether they come close to you on your views. Well, just about a third said that it was more about electability. Cain appeals to the former, whereas a guy like Mitt Romney appeals to the latter. So if Republican voters are voting with their hearts right now, I think they vote for Herman Cain, and they just might be doing that.
That's the Washington Post's Aaron Blake commenting on a talk radio interview about the qualities that just might win Herman Cain the Republican Party nomination. And so we start this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. On MSNBC, economist David Froom talked to Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough about Herman Cain's ties to the Koch brothers and what impact that may have on his campaign.
This is the normal way of politics. He's being backed by David Koch. This is what was revealed yesterday as the most important part of the Herman Cain story.
He has previous ties to the Koch.
For 5 years, Koch has been backing this guy. He's been on the payroll. He's been close to David Koch. That's the real story of American politics this year in the Republican Party, is that the Koch brothers are behind almost everything. It's their money, which is fueling all this extreme right position. And that's the real story in politics.
You were also down Wall Street. Yes, I did. You were down at Wall Street as well, the Occupy Wall Street. You went in to get Heilman, who was smoking with the kids.
I went for the secondhand fumes.
You went for the secondhand fumes. What did you see down there?
The demonization of the group, just to try to demonize what Herman Cain stands for by talking about his past associations.
Well, his past associations, that's who he is.
No, it's not what's fueled his presidential
campaign. For the last 5 years, that's what's fueling exactly
But you can't say that that's who he is. The people that are filling up barns in Tennessee, they don't even know who the Koch brothers are.
I know, but the guy that is behind him, that is financing all of this, that has this phony tax plan behind him that gets to whip up all of the Koch network.
I'm not saying his past association shouldn't be subject to scrutiny. What I'm saying is that's not what fuels.
That's what he is.
It's not what fuels.
If you want to say he's had associations with the Koch brothers, that's one thing. If you want to say that's who he is, that's no more fair than picking Barack Obama and finding a connection with George Soros and trying to turn George. So no, you were trying to turn this situation into something that Glenn Beck tried to turn. Glenn Beck would take an association with George Soros and attach George Soros to a candidate and turn both of them into the boogeyman and then attack. You're doing the same thing with Herman Cain.
Joe, let me explain why. This 999 is part of the whole idea that Koch has been pushing for years. Just cut taxes, cut taxes. This is a campaign that has been going on for
no reason.
Go after the idea.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying,
with the boogeyman.
Where did the idea come from? Who made it? Who financed it?
That's why it's not going to last. Not the Koch brothers. I can tell you in 96 or 97, I was saying, abolish the IRS. Let's have a national sales tax, blah, blah. This idea has been around for a very long time.
And it's being heavily financed right now.
I wish I would have known them back then. If they would have paid me money for saying things I believe, I'd have been happy about it. But no, I'm saying, though, again, I understand. Yeah. If you wanted, I'm all for drawing lines and figuring out who's financing whom. I just think it's very unfair to say this is who Herman Cain is. And I've been very harsh on Herman Cain, obviously. But I don't think you can just say because there is that connection. And there is that connection, and people need to know there's that connection.
Up next, Herman Cain is at the top of the latest polls, but does he have what it takes to stay there? There's the news media trying to stir things up, and that's up next for discussion here on the Talk Radio Review.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Want to know how you can get the latest in consumer electronics for free? Then log on to
FreeSlide11.com
and find out how you can get a free brand-name laptop,
digital camera,
gaming console,
Apple iPad,
and much, much more.
That's right.
FreeSlide11.com
is your spot for free items online.
I can't believe how easy it is.
Just go to FreeSlide11.com.
Complete a survey and participate in some amazing offers.
That's right.
FreeSlide11.com
is your source for the latest consumer electronics on the market. You may be eligible to get them absolutely free. Just visit www.freeslide11.com.
FreeSlide11.com.
It's crazy and totally legit.
FreeSlide is the real deal, man.
Hey, what's better than free, right?
Don't delay. Today's offer will end at midnight tonight, so hurry and get yours today. Check back daily to see what other amazing electronics are available.
FreeSlide11.com.
It's your spot for free stuff on the web. Terms and conditions may apply, so see website for details. Hurry before today's product expires. Again, go to
FreeSlide11.com.
That's www.FreeSlide11.com.
Talk Radio Countdown, Doug Steffen here. On CNN, Christine Romans talks to an analyst about whether Herman Cain can stay at the top of the polls.
Does he have staying power?
He's got a lot. Herman Cain has a lot of abilities. There's a lot to like. He's got a fantastic sense of humor. He's got real charisma in a race that's been kind of lacking that. He's honed a kind of presentational style in years on talk radio. But the question that Republicans are going to have to contend with is, does this man know what he's talking about? And are they prepared to put so near the presidency someone who really doesn't have a grip on the policy answers? There's this question. I mean, the style is no nonsense, mm-hmm. but the problem is there's a lot of nonsense in the content.
Well, I mean, the Republican establishment, I guess if there is such a thing, are they surprised by how he's climbed up the ranks here?
The biggest surprise of the past month has been the collapse of Rick Perry and his displacement by Herman Cain. This may not be a permanent change, but if you were somebody who was looking for an alternative to Mitt Romney, I don't like his Massachusetts health care plan, I'd like to see a more conservative contender, don't we have one of these many, many Republican governors who can raise some money and mm-hmm. articulate that position? And Rick Perry was supposed to be that person. Second biggest state in the country. Longest serving governor in Texas history. A man who had supposedly never lost a race he ran in. And yet you put him on a national stage and he just melted under the light. And that created Cain's opportunity. Cain's got a lot of Perry's weaknesses, but he's got a much more appealing style.
I think what most people know about Herman Cain is he's the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza. He says he's got a sense of humor and America needs to learn how to take a joke, which is what he seems to say whenever there's a policy controversy about something he said on the stump. And he's got that tax plan, the 999 plan. Tell me something I don't know about Herman Cain.
Well, you don't know that he was a former chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. I mean, that Perry was a serious business figure in the 1990s. And he was somebody, went up to the ranks of the fast food industry, developed this, bought out this chain from its parent company, and then became an important regional banker. But in the middle 1990s, he changed career tracks, and he went from the business world to the talk radio world. And that's where this style and this method came from, and the kind of careful work that he would have done when he was a 15-year younger person. And you see it in his famous confrontation with Bill Clinton. There's somebody who's really thought pretty hard about important economic issues. He's not doing that anymore because on talk radio, you don't need to do that.
Right. In your opinion piece, Nancy, the title is called Why Herman Cain Can't Be President. So that's the bent you're coming from. But you talk about his lack of management experience in government. And also, to some, Cain is like a Ross Perot, who also didn't have that management experience but resonated. Something about him really resonated, but he also didn't win.
Right. Now, I should stress, obviously Herman Cain has management experience, but in the private sector.
Right.
Managing a government agency is a different thing. For one thing, you can't fire people. So you have to learn how to manage if you can't fire. And that's one of the reasons a lot of business CEOs don't do so well when they get into government. It's a special kind of thing. I mean, you saw like somebody like Rudy Giuliani, who ran for president in 2008. He'd been a very effective public administration figure in New York City. Not clear he would do so well in the business world. They're different streams. So normally what we look for is to say, have you had a job as a governor? As a mayor, as a general? Have you run a major
right.
public organization? And presidents tend to have had that experience.
Not the president we have right now, though.
Well, and if you're a Republican, you could say, exactly, that's the problem. Don't repeat this mistake and make it bigger. That all of Barack, so many of Barack Obama's problems come from, he has never run a public organization before.
Talk host Tommy Tucker asking the same question of CBS's Dottie Lynch, who thinks Herman Cain may be able to stay on top if he does well in the debates.
Herman Cain. Does he have staying power, or is he the flavor of the week when it comes to the GOP?
Well, I guess we're going to have to find out. We'll know probably in a month if he's the flavor of 2 months rather than 1 month. But, you know, he's emerged at the top of the heap. Everybody said Rick Perry was the guy that was going to get that conservative vote, Southern vote, and suddenly he got hammered and didn't do so well in the debates, and Cain has risen, but he's now about to get a lot more scrutiny than he's gotten, so I think we're going to have to see the debate tomorrow night and see now that he's being taken more seriously if he can stand up under that scrutiny.
And along those lines, our Governor Bobby Jindal made the round of talk shows yesterday morning. He picked Rick Perry and endorsed him early on. Do you think he backed a loser or not?
Well, you know, I'm wondering if he thinks that right now. It looked like a very smart move, and plus he's obviously governor of a neighboring state, so it's good for that relationship, even if the presidential thing doesn't work. But Perry really surprised a lot of people at how poorly he did and how he hasn't been able to bounce back. He's got another chance tomorrow night, but I think Perry has got some money. He can maybe try to get himself rehabilitated, but he really fell apart very quickly.
When it comes to the whole process with money behind the candidates and winning the primaries and then getting the nomination, who's pulling the strings on this? Is it the Tea Party? Is it big money? Or are the two the same? And then we hear about Herman Cain and the Koch brothers. To those that don't know who they are and what they mean to Republican politics, take that big, long question, Dottie, and answer it for me if you can.
Well, you know, he's like pulling the strings. They are backed by various people. The Koch brothers are very conservative businessmen slash philanthropists who back a lot of conservative causes and candidates. And Herman Cain, among others, has taken money and backing from their organization. So, you know, they each have different pockets of money. Mitt Romney has deep pockets of his own. Last time he financed his whole campaign. But I think also a lot of this has to do with the media. It's still early, and suddenly, you know, Michelle Bachmann's up, and everybody's talking about her, and she rises, and then she doesn't do well, and Perry comes in, and, you know, it's kind of a reflection still, I think, of name recognition, and the last person someone saw on television who looked pretty good to them as an alternative to Obama.
Mitt Romney and Rick Perry. Oh, they're up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Yeah.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio has a presence because of info that is gleaned from talk television and things that are in print, that sort of thing. That's what people talk about. People talk about what other people are saying. Here's host Wayne Cabot with Rick Newman from U.S. News and World Report about Romney, Mitt Romney, who a lot of Republicans don't want to support because he's like President Obama. They think.
One economic writer says if Romney were to become president and his policies were enacted, ordinary people might not notice much of a difference. That's from chief business correspondent Rick Newman in U.S. News and World Report. Rick, what's your reasoning for that?
Well, we hear these Republican candidates talking about all these radical ideas, abolish the Federal Reserve, Herman Cain's national sales tax and his 999 plan. Rick Perry wants to privatize Social Security or transfer it over to control the states. Mitt Romney is not saying any of these radical things. And when you look at his plan, I mean, he's actually had a detailed plan on the web for some time.
Mitt Romney, he's pretty much the establishment guy. He's been seen that way. He wouldn't tear up the tax code, but he does want lower corporate taxes, which means he must not want the Occupy Wall Street vote, I guess.
No, but I think he certainly wants the Wall Street vote. He would lower corporate taxes from 35% to 25%. But I think that if anything like that were to happen, it would also come with closing a lot of loopholes and things like that. That's not really a radical idea. I mean, that's actually a fairly mainstream idea that's come up in some other economic plans, especially when people talk about cutting the national debt. So, you know, Romney is, he's actually playing not to the far-right conservative crowd, but I think he's playing to a mainstream crowd, including independents, who don't want to contemplate radical things like completely revamping the tax cut or abolishing the Federal Reserve.
So, might that cost him the nomination, though, Rick? Might that cost him the nomination when certainly you need to appeal to the more conservative elements to get the primary passed?
Yeah, that's definitely the risk he's taking, but he seems to sort of be baby-stepping his way toward the lead among all the Republicans. So Rick Perry really has not stepped into that void. I think Herman Cain's enjoying a brief moment in the spotlight, but he's kind of a one-trick pony with this 999 plan, which is unlikely to happen under any circumstances. So there stands Mitt Romney, you know, a true and steady behind all these guys, slowly advancing toward the front.
Taco's Jay Weber with Rick Perry's energy plan in the focus.
So does Rick Perry have a winner of an energy plan that's going to appeal to most Americans far more than Obama's energy plan, or no? Do you believe that most Americans want to see more drilling for oil and more drilling for natural gas and more coal extraction? Or do you believe that most Americans want to continue to have moratoria on such things? And instead, do you think most Americans want to see more wind, more solar, more so-called green energies? Do most Americans want to stay on Obama's path of investing in wind and solar and green energies? Honestly, even if you're drill baby drill, even if you're the drill baby drill type, do you think that the rest of the country agrees with you? Or do most voters like the path that this country is on of banning drilling virtually everywhere and pursuing wind and solar as the future? I may be way out of step with the average American, but I don't think I am. And Rick Perry's energy plan, as he released it Friday, is just the type of thing that could put him back on the top of the GOP field again. I really believe that. I believe his energy plan will resonate, so long as it gets attention. He released it on a Friday, which was a little bit goofy. But so long as it gets attention, I think his energy plan will resonate big time with three-quarters of the American people. Yeah, there are those 15 to 20% who are all for wind and solar, but I swear 3-4 quarters of the American people are fed up with all this expensive investment of taxpayer dollars on things that we know don't work, or at least don't work well, like wind and solar and ethanol. And I think that even conservatives like myself, I have said wind and solar are boutique fuels at best. Maybe there is room for them. Maybe there's a way that they can help to meet our energy needs, but they're not the answer. I'm not anti-wind and solar. I'm anti-wind and solar with taxpayers subsidizing us.
Coming up, we move to the death of the Indy 500 winner when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear. Risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour, welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here. The death of two-time Indy 500 winner Dan Weldon. Hosts Ken Altschuler and Mike Violette talked to ABC's Alex Stone about the 15-car crash in this weekend's $5 million race that claimed Weldon's life.
Two-time Indianapolis 500 winner Dan Weldon died after his car got in the middle of a very fiery 15-car pileup. And covering this for ABC News is ABC News correspondent Alex Stone. Alex, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. And, yeah, just incredible to see the crash. And if you've seen the video of the cars flying over each other and catching fire, 15 cars breaking apart, and Dan Weldon's car, you knew right off the bat it didn't look good, that his was one of them that flew and then broke apart and caught fire, landing in the catch fence, a fence designed to catch debris so it doesn't go into the crowd and hurt or kill somebody in the crowd. Well, that catch fence stopped his entire car in this case. He was airlifted to a medical center here in Las Vegas, but it's now becoming more clear that he likely died on impact, but they were trying to do whatever they could to save his life. He has a wife, two young children, the youngest son born in March of this year, 33 years old, that they wanted to do what they could to try to revive him.
Certainly when accidents like this happen, people start talking about the sport itself. What are the drivers saying about some of the risks of this kind of racing?
Well, they say that they know every time they go out there and they suit up and get in their Indy cars that there is a serious risk, but what's somewhat surprising today, guys, is that they are very vocal about the fact that they had made and raised some red flags yesterday before this race, saying this race was too fast, that they were reaching practice speeds of 220 miles an hour. Remember, this isn't NASCAR. This is IndyCar, the open cars close to the ground going 220 miles an hour. They say something has to be done in this sport. in the sense that these tracks are built for NASCAR. They go slower. They are enclosed cars, and that these drivers are essentially out there in the open, where if something goes wrong, it is fatal. Danica Patrick said, this is going to happen again unless changes are made. Here's her reacting to the death yesterday.
Very sad.
You can hear the emotion in her voice, and she says, I don't know if it's a safer car. I don't know if it's speed restrictions. I don't know if it means equipment changes, but she said something needs to be done. And it just happens that Dan Weldon was working on a safer Indy car, but they say it's still quite a ways away from reality. But they were trying to come up with a newer, better car that will protect the drivers more in a crash like this.
Talk host Dory Munson and Jessica Gottesman with a focus on the reaction to the crash this past weekend. As a lot of drivers are saying beforehand, conditions at the track were not safe.
Dan Weldon was killed. 15 cars in all were involved in this crash. And a lot of the drivers said conditions in the race were really bad on the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. One of the journalists who was covering it said everybody kind of expected that there was going to be at least one or two really big crashes. Weldon went airborne, crashed into a fence. He was airlifted to the local hospital, but that's when the announcement came down from IndyCar Racing that Weldon had died from unsurvivable injuries in this crash. And Jessica, I know that you've got some stuff from other drivers there, too.
Yeah, you know what happened? I follow this probably more closely than a lot of people, and I actually follow NASCAR, and the NASCAR guys have always said this Vegas track, you know, it's built to be fast, and the IndyCar guys were just, they were complaining about it. Dario Franchitti, IndyCar champion, had this to say after, you know, he found out about Weldon's death.
1 minute you're joking around with a driver intros, and the next, Dan's gone.
Yeah, and it was Danica Patrick, who was an IndyCar driver, who's now switching over to NASCAR, who she broke down in tears when she was talking about Dan. And,
yeah, well, I mean, everyone knows that they're taking their life in their hands every time they go out on the track. I will tell you, you know, the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and I don't know enough about car racing to know the difference between the feel of a NASCAR and an IndyCar.
Well, NASCARs are slower. And they're enclosed, right?
They're slower. You are enclosed. I drove a NASCAR on that track in Las Vegas a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I drove it slow. I hit 140 miles an hour. These guys are going up over 200, open wheel design, and an open cockpit.
Right.
And all I know is with the NASCAR, and I think the Indy cars are probably the same way, I felt like I was vacuum sucked onto the track.
Right, because they're so low.
Yeah, and I think the Indy cars are, I mean, I know.
Oh, yeah, you're in the NASCAR.
So I was in NASCAR.
The Indy cars are even lower.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I mean, the NASCAR, you feel like you're just sucked onto the track. When you hit that turn at 140, it is unbelievable how steady and how confident you can drive. Now, again, I was going considerably slower than people who are in a race, and I didn't have cars inches away from me at 150, 180, 200 miles an hour.
Occupy Wall Street protesting and protestors up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mammy jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mammy jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
Welcome, my friends, to my chocolate factory.
That's Gene Wilder in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, now in a Blu-ray DVD box set. Wilder himself wrote the scene where Wonka first appears, first limping on a cane, then doing a somersault, and he told me why.
Because from that time on, no one, including the audience, will know whether I'm lying or telling the truth.
Johnny Depp was good, but for me, Gene Wilder will always be the real Willy Wonka. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Every movie is always in stock, and many are available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Kevin Bacon and January Jones are super in X-Men First Class. Kevin Spacey drives Jason Bateman nuts in Horrible Bosses. Brad Pitt branches out in The Tree of Life. And Frances McDormand gets into gear in Transformers The Dark of the Moon. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry. Offer ends October 31st, 2011.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
When you're looking for an easier way to stick to your budget this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you can set up account alerts to help you stay on track. Alerts can be sent to your phone or email, so you'll know the moment you've reached the limits you set. And setting up account alerts is easy. Take comfort knowing you have the tools to stay on budget. Call, click, or stop by to learn more about account alerts. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Doug Steffen, counting them down or counting them up, depending on your preference. We take two or three a day, 10 over the course of the week, and now we're into Occupy Wall Street territory. From Countdown affiliate WTMA in Charleston, South Carolina, host Richard Todd with Congressman Tim Scott about the particulars of the movement.
What is your reaction and feelings with the Occupy movement that started with Occupy Wall Street is now in over 250 American cities and over 1,000 cities around the world? We have literally now thousands of arrests in the United States of this Occupy movement. They occupied Times Square over the weekend, and the Occupy movement begins in Brittlebank Park in Charleston this Wednesday for a 99-hour event. What is your reaction to the occupiers?
You know, I'll tell you, everybody has the right to do what they want to do. That's what makes America great. But there's no question that it seems to me that what their objective is isn't to make our financial systems crash. It is to make anarchy a real possibility in our country, which is total chaos. It is the epitome of all things that do not fall under the rule of law. Our founding fathers, they got it right. We do not have a perfect country, but we have the best thing going on the earth. And the reason why that is because our rights come under the rule of law, which means that all men, whether you agree or disagree, fall under our constitutional opportunities, which starts with responsibilities. And the folks that we see on TV occupying Wall Street and now occupying countries throughout this nation, cities throughout this nation, is one thing. It's anarchy, and it's being funded and fueled by MoveOn.org, by other organizations who have one objective, to stir the pot in hopes of keeping the current system of moving towards socialism alive and well through 2012.
Now, we've talked about some of the similarities in the outrage and frustrations that Tea Party members had and the occupiers have over a broken government and a corporatocracy where special interests and lobbyists grease the palms of politicians and they seem to be running the country. There are wildly divergent solutions, obviously. The Tea Party, who doesn't leave their trash and their human waste behind, go back to their homes and their jobs and their responsibilities, as opposed to these squatters, the occupiers, who stay there and they have no intention of going anywhere, maybe of bringing down the system. I'm gathering then that, Congressman Scott, you don't agree with Congressman Jim Clyburn's assessment when he said, quote, "I consider this movement really to be the most heartwarming thing I've seen since President Obama's election," end quote.
This is one of the worst things I've seen. The bottom line is, if you want to make a difference, there's a place to make a difference. That's called the ballot box. And if these folks want to organize themselves and become a part of the political process, to change the nation from the political process perspective, then go for it. But the Tea Party is the antithesis of what we see today in the Occupy movement. The Tea Party organized themselves. They got structure. And they said, we want to change America the way that the rule of law works. So they went to the ballot boxes and they changed America. We may not like the results. I do. We may not all like the results. But the fact of the matter is they did it according to the rule of law. These kids want to change America by creating anarchy and chaos, not by doing what the rule of law gives them complete authority to do.
From Fox, Martha McCallum talks to Britt Hume about the comparisons being made between Martin Luther King Jr. and the Occupy movement.
A lot of discussion over the weekend about, first of all, just the comparisons that were made between Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement and what we see going on in Times Square and in other cities around the world. What do you think about that?
Well, there are some similarities. Martin Luther King led marches and protest demonstrations against the cause of, in favor of the cause of civil rights for all, especially for American blacks who had been obviously treated as second-class citizens for a long time. But I'm not sure the parallels extend far enough that he can expect that the kind of almost unanimous support that the civil rights movement ultimately developed will swing behind these demonstrators and their cause and the politicians who support it.
What about President Obama sort of making references to this group? It politically, does it make sense for him to kind of embrace this movement?
Well, I think that I understand a little bit about why he's doing it, but I think he's playing with fire because these protests are unfocused. The civil rights movement was pretty focused. The Tea Party movement was pretty focused. These protests are unfocused, and they're susceptible to infiltration and perhaps even being dominated to some extent by some pretty hard left activists who are not going to have sympathy from the sort of the independent centrist voters that the president needs to win his election. I think what he's trying to do, though, Martha, if I can divine this, is he's looking for energy in his base. I think they're looking at the 2004 election, which was basically a base election, in which the Bush people managed to turn out all of their base and expand their base and win the election, even though they narrowly lost the Bush team narrowly lost the independent vote. The president has lost a lot of independent support. He can't count on the kind of independent support that he had in 2008. And I think he thinks, well, gee, look at these young people in the streets. Maybe they will energize the young people on the campuses and elsewhere in our country, and I'll get some of that level of support I got in 2008. And so he's making these sort of tentatively sympathetic comments.
Yeah.
It's been tentative, I think, because he understands he's playing with fire. If this turns violent and ugly and too far left, it'll hurt him.
Host Tom Rotan talking to Jennifer Potter about why she's part of the Occupy protests in West Virginia.
Let me ask you, as far as the group, what are some of the general goals of the Occupy Ashland group?
Well, we all have our different reasons for being here. Everybody's here for different reasons. But we do have a lot of the same reasons. We all want clean food and water. I don't know if you know anything about how bad fluoride is for you, which is in all city drinking water,
right,
and most bottled waters that you buy. But fluoride is almost as poisonous as arsenic. 70% of the food that you buy in the grocery store contains GMOs, which are genetically modified organisms, and those can cause all kinds of different things.
Okay, let me stop you right there. Okay, here's a couple options we have. If you could get to a place where you have well water, spring water, you could also purchase spring water to drink.
Right.
And then of course, and I agree with you with these things. I mean, these are things that I'm not really fond of either, including the GMOs. Now, I know organic's expensive, but what about, having a little garden or, like a garden on your porch and, raising your vegetables that way?
Right. I totally agree with that. I'm totally for that. Where I live right now, I live in an apartment, and there's not even, we don't even have a yard. We just have a parking lot, and that's it. I don't have a front porch or a back porch. I don't have that option. Not everybody has that option, but what we want is, there are several other countries where they are required to put the label on food that says this contains GMOs. And Monsanto has pushed and pushed and pushed so that they don't have to label food that contains GMOs.
Iran and the latest on the terror attempt here on the Countdown.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother, one with me. No woman will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio in review. A lot of people have been talking the last couple of days about Iran's attempted assassination, which was brought to light last week. Angry Amito from MSNBC with Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan, who says there's plenty of evidence that contradicts those who doubt that this was a serious terrorist plot.
Can you help us respond to those who say this was such an amateur, bungled plot that it couldn't possibly be real? And there are a lot of people suggesting there's a wag the dog scenario, that this is the administration trying to gin up a reason to go after Iran.
There's a difference between evidence and intelligence, and I will tell you there is evidence here. I'm a former FBI agent, so I tend to look at it in a fairly critical eye myself. And I'll tell you what we have. Now, remember, the U.S. government got involved early by a stroke of luck. Had we not, this thing would not nearly have looked so amateurish. Think of this. They recruited an individual who had easy access to Iran and the United States. He had a U.S. passport, who had connections to a criminal element in Mexico City and could travel there without much question, ended up going to find somebody who, in by all definitions, could put the people, the weapons, and the bombs together and the transportation to actually get to the specific site, Washington, D.C. All of that was right. They sent two tranches of money, and they did try to launder it. So if we were looking at this on the other end of it, Andrea, where the explosion had gone off, we would still be trying to determine who the target was. Remember, it was in a place where there were lots of other dignitaries like to show up. So it would be a very difficult conversation today indeed, and we would be sorting out our anger and a little bit of the chaos. And even if we had gotten to the first step, it would have gone back to a Mexican drug cartel. So I wouldn't look at this as
was an amateurish event. I think it was very, very sophisticated. The only difference was when they decided to go find a criminal that could live up to their expectations and actually pull it off, what they failed to realize is that person had been recruited by the United States government a few years earlier when it came to reporting on the drug cartel. And that was the only thing, I think, that sets this apart from a very sophisticated international political assassination.
Radio man Andy Jengs talking to foreign policy expert Jim Serafano about what he thinks needs to be done about Iran.
The situation between the United States, Iran, and Saudi Arabia is not going away, nor did anyone really think it would after the failed assassination plot.
Well, this is serious. You know, we count the number of attempted terrorist attacks on the United States since 9/11, and the number now stands at 42. And of those 42, as far as we can tell, this is the only plot that has been linked to a state sponsor of terrorism.
What about Israel in this whole process? Any time the Middle East is involved, Israel becomes a question. Is there or are there concerns there? And if so, to what extent is the United States concerned?
Well, you know, Israel's always running away, but this is really, in large part, about there's always been an ongoing tension between the Iranians and the Saudis, who have always, in a sense, saw themselves vying for leadership and control in the region. They're two very, very different countries in many ways. The Iranians are Persians. Religiously, they're mostly a Shia population. The Saudis are Arabs, and they're mostly a Sunni population. They have a long-standing enmity between the two countries. So in that respect, this is the way people play games in the Middle East, in sending messages by killing other people. So particularly for Iran, which has a long history of basically using terrorism as an instrument of foreign policy, turning it up when they feel like it and then turning down when they don't. So, but what's disturbing is to kind of see that way of doing politics coming to American shores.
Jim, what do you make of the president's remarks? He's entertaining the South Korean president. There's a state dinner, but amid all of that, the president, President Obama, that is, takes to the podium in a press conference and says the facts are there for all to see, essentially telling folks there's no dispute about the facts of a U.S. claim that they thwarted a plot by the Iranian government to kill the Saudi envoy to Washington. Does this indicate some potential U.S. involvement down the road?
I don't know. There's one thing that's very, very clear, and that is that the White House didn't really set the timing of the release. This was obviously not something they had orchestrated and prepared to do. So obviously there was something that was forcing them to release this information when they did, likely because of the judge required to unseal the indictment. And then I think what you really saw was the administration kind of scrambling, because I don't think they really had they weren't really planning to release this information at this time, so they really didn't have a policy in place. So, you know, from the beginning we've seen basically, you know, people in the military saying military options are off the table, Biden saying nothing's off the table, the president saying this. And now we see this kind of bizarre situation where you see a lot of critics on the right kind of doubting the veracity of the claim. And I'm not really sure where that's coming from. And to me, a lot of that just seems kind of knee-jerk, be skeptical of everything the administration tells me, kind of thing.
Lots of info on the items that we're covering here from various perspectives in the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.